弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴看到大家，我们在主日一起来敬拜神。
We're so glad to see everyone on Sunday morning to worship God together.
也上一次我们谈论到有关情欲的事。
Last Sunday, we talked about matters of the flesh.
那么看到人类堕落之后的悲惨境况。
We saw how miserable human's condition is after the fall.
乃是完全的被情欲掌握。
And they were totally controlled by their flesh.
那我们受到世界的这个熏陶。
And they were also groomed by this world.
那么一些信条已经深深植入到我们的脑海之中。
And some beliefs have rooted deeply in our thoughts.
那么一些习惯呢，也是由于多年的生活经历而累积而成的。
And some habits are formed from the accumulation of time and experiences.
那么以至于我们身不由己的行事。
So sometimes we do things involuntarily.
那么要想赢得这个内心的征战的胜利哈。
In order to win the battle within.
那么出路就是要处死这个情欲。
The way is to put death our flesh.
那么我们提出了三套的策略。
And so I mentioned three strategies.
那么拒绝与情欲认同。
First is to refuse to identify with our flesh.
那么拒绝依从情欲。
The second is to refuse to follow our flesh.
断绝所有的机会。
And the third is to cut off all the opportunities.
所以呢，我们要站岗放哨，严加盘查。
So we have to be very vigilant and look at this matter carefully.
所以不给情欲有任何的可乘之机。
Do not allow any opportunities for our flesh.
那么今天我们呢，来继续这个内心征战啊，这个主题的第二部分。
And today we will continue with the second part of the battle within.
我们一起来关注灵性的事。
So let us all pay attention to matters of the spiritual things.
那么我不知道大家有没有看过一部电影啊？这个电影叫《变脸》。
I don't know if you've seen a movie called Face Off.
那这个电影呢，是讲的说一个警察，那他跟一个罪犯呢，他把这个脸呢互相的交换了。
This movie talks about a police and a criminal.Who changed their faces.
虽然这个现在在医学上还不是完全可行，这是还是个幻想的故事。
Even though this is still an impossibility, medical sense, but it's an imaginary story.
那么换了脸之后呢，这个警察呢就可以变成这个罪犯的样子，他就可以打入这个犯罪团伙的内部来摸清他们的情况。
So after the face exchange, the police was able to enter the gang.Society and to investigate.
这故事的有意思在这里，这个只是把这个脸换了一下，所以好多的人就认不出来他是原先的那个人。
So because he had the face change, many people could not identify him.
所以这就是一般情况下，我们认识一个人呢，我们是根据他的身体特征来去辨认一个人。
Under normal circumstances, we identify a person by their special physical features.
特别是他的脸部特征。
Especially the facial features.
那么这样去认人呢，一般情况下都不会出错。
So normally, we will not be mistaken if we can recognize someone by their facial features.
但是在某些特殊情况下，这种办法就完全行不通了。
But in some special circumstances, this doesn't work.
就刚才我刚才讲的那个变脸的情况啊，就是如此。
Just the example I gave you how someone changed his face.
那另外一个特别的情况呢，就是有一些个分尸案的情况。
And some other special circumstance is like the corpse case.
那么这个分尸案呢，这个头呢跟这个尸首呢都是分开的。
In the corpse case, someone's head is dissected from their body.
有的时候你找到那个身体，你没有找到那个头。
Sometimes you can find the head, but not the body.
那怎么样去辨这个人呢？
So how can you identify such a person?
所以我们就想会用指纹呐、啊，用 DNA 啊等等，用这些办法去确定。
Sometimes we use fingerprints or we use DNA.
所以呢，其实要决定一个人的本性啊，其实不在乎他身体的特征。
Actually, to determine someone's nature, it's not about their physical features.
因为人乃是有灵的活人。
Because we human beings are spiritual beings.
如果人不知道灵魂是何物的话
If we don't know what our soul is
很少会注意到他人这方面的需要
Very rarely we would see the needs of our soul
那更遗憾的是甚至不知道自己灵性上有哪些方面的需要
And more regrettably, a lot of times we do not know our own spiritual needs
所以我们要学习认识一个人的话要学习认识这个灵性当中的人。
So to know someone truly, we have to learn how to know this person spiritually.
所以做牧师的话，很多人会问我，说我将来看到我的亲人，我所爱的人，他们是没有这个身体的话，这身体不一样，我怎么认识他呢？
So as a pastor, sometimes people would ask me, in the future, if we are without a body, how can I identify my family?
其实我们认识人现在是凭着身体将来的话我们是凭着灵性去认识的。
But actually, we know people by their body right now, but in the future, we will know them by their spirit.
所以当人离开这个世界上他看到自己过去的亲人的话他马上就会认得。
So when we leave this world, and if we do see our relatives, we will recognize them.
那么人呢既然是一个有灵的灵性的活物哈。
Since human beings are spiritual living beings.
所以呢这个灵性呢这个活物它是有三个部分组成的。
So as a living soul, we have three parts.
那就是灵魂体。
That is our body, our soul, and our spirit.
这三部分是完美的融合。
These three parts need to integrate perfectly.
所以这才成为一个有灵的活人。
To become a living soul.
一般情况下这三部分是不可以分割的。
Under normal circumstances, these three parts cannot be separated.
那么除非是在死亡的时候那么身体死亡那么灵魂跟身体才会分开。
Unless at the time of death, when our body dies, our spirit or our soul,will separate from our body.
如果一个人的身体器官不齐全的话
If someone does not have all their faculties,
那么那个人我们叫做残废。
We call this person an invalid.
如果一个人灵魂不健全的话我们称为那个人就是智障。
If someone is not whole in their soul, we call this person with a mental handicap.
所以我们要学习真正去认识一个人的话必须要认识他的灵魂。
So when we learn to really know someone, we need to know their soul.
所以让我们逐步一个一个来分析灵魂体这三个部分。
So let me give you a little explanation on the soul, body, and the spirit.
那人的身体呢是有四肢跟五官组成的。
Our body has four limbs and our five senses.
所以这个直观一看就可以看到，这个比较容易理解。
And this is very easy to understand because we know that by intuition.
那么人的魂呢，则是代表人的一个感受。
Our soul represents our feelings.
如果就好像是思维、情感和逻辑等等。
Such as our thoughts, our emotions, and our logic.
所以它的主要功能就是协调一个人的行动。
Its main function is to coordinate our movement.
那人的灵到底是什么呢？
But our spirit, what is our spirit?
人的灵是居住于人的内心深处。
Our spirit lives in the depth of our heart.
它代表一个人的意志与愿望。
It represents our will and our desires.
这是人与上帝沟通的本能。
And this is the instinct that we have to communicate with God.
那对于这个动物来说，其实动物我们知道动物是有感情的哈。
As for the animals, we know that animals have emotions.
那么我们知道嘉林他养猫的话，他就会告诉我们这个猫跟人是有感情的哈。
As for Catherine, she raises cats, and she always said that there is affection between the cats and her.
那么这个动物呢，就是有魂，但是它没有灵。
So we say the animals, they do have soul, but they do not have the spirit.
所以我住在这个圣玛利亚的时候，常常跟马伯伯一起去给他们家去遛狗哈。
When I was living in Santa Maria, I went out to walk with the cat, with the brother Ma a lot.
那他那个狗很大的哈。
He has a huge dog.
那么也很壮哈。
Very strong.
所以你要遛它比较小心，如果它撒欢一跑起来，你跟不住，它就把你摔一个跟头这样。
So when you walk with the dog, it start running. You know, sometimes you would lag behind or you would fall because of that.
动物是跟你有感情的，但是它不知道，什么是轻，什么是重，它没有这个能力的哈。
Animals do have their feelings, emotions, but they do not know what is major and what is minor.
这就是他没有灵的缘故。
It's because they do not have a spirit.
所以人的灵呢是负责与上帝沟通的。
So our spirit is in charge of our communication with God.
它是来分辨、判断或者是决策。
It can discern to judge or make decisions.
那么负责给这个魂呢发出指令。
It's also in charge of giving direction to our soul.
所以人的魂呢是通过思想、推理跟策划。
Our soul uses our thoughts, our logic, and our planning.
那么协调身体的各个器官来付诸实施的。
To coordinate all the faculties in our body to carry out our desires.
那么现在我就给大家看一个图哈，这个会比较直观一点，大家就比较容易。理解。
Now, I want to show you a chart which is easier to identify.
这个概念呢是不太容易被了解的啊。
This concept is a little hard to understand.
你看到这个图的话，我觉得是画的比较好的一个哈。
I think this is a better illustrated chart.
那么他就看到说，人的外围是有身体的啊。
In the outside, we have the body.
那这个身体呢是有五觉哈。
We have five senses.
这五觉呢就是通过我们的五官哈。
And these five senses is through our five faculties.
这个是视觉、味觉。
Our sight and our smell.
然后有听觉，这个有嗅觉，还有这个触觉。
We also have hearing, taste, and touch, feeling.
对，涉及到五官哈。
So these are our five faculties.
那么下面的那一层呢，是代表我们的魂哈。
And in the middle realm is our soul.
魂有四力哈。
There are five powers.
那么这就是想象力、记忆力哈。
We have imagination and memory.
推断力、感受力。
Our deduction and our sense of feeling.
那么在下面这一层的话，就是我们人的灵所在。
And in the inner circle is where our spirit is.
灵有三德。
And there are three virtues.
那么灵呢，就是包括我们的良知、我们的直觉和意志。
Which includes our conscience, our intuition, and our will.
那么人的灵呢，本来是负责跟上帝协调的，像我刚才所说的。
Our spirit was supposed to communicate with God.
但是当人类堕落之后呢，就灵性就失去了原有的那个功能。
But after man's fall, our spirit has lost its original function.
那么人不知不觉的就生活在情欲当中，就像我们上次所讲。
So unawarely, we have been living in our flesh, just like what I talked about last week.
所以偶尔我们才会有灵感。
So occasionally, we would feel our spirit move.
那么情欲开始主导人的行为跟规范。
And our flesh began to take charge of our behavior and our code of conduct.
所以灵界的各种势力跟影响啊，就可以长驱直入啊，就直接的来侵袭我们的魂。
So all the power and forces in the spiritual world can go right into our soul and affect how we think.
这就影响到人类的思维，无情的掠夺人的意志。
So they affect how we think and also ruthlessly deprive our will.
那有人会问，那人的灵是不是完全的就没用了呢？
Someone may ask, so our spirit doesn't do anything, it's useless now?
其实也不尽然，它仍然能发挥一定的作用。
And not totally, it still serves some purpose.
但是关于属灵的事情，我们必须有圣灵的帮助。
But as for the matter of the spiritual things, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵在我们心里面它起的作用，它来帮助我们的灵啊，去跟上帝去沟通。
So this is the work of the Holy Spirit. He helps our spirit to communicate with God.
所以这就是人的灵魂体的三个部分，它去怎么样去工作的啊。
So this is the three parts of our body, soul, and spirit, and how they each work.
那么具体的话，有人会说，那我们怎么样去晓得，我们怎么去让圣灵在我们心里面去工作呢？
Then how do we know how the Spirit works in us? How do we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us?
这就是我们要去认识圣灵，来晓得圣灵怎么样在我们心里面开始来工作。
And this is why we have to know the Holy Spirit and know also how he works in our heart.
很多的时候我们人呢只是看到我们五官所接触的东西，我们以为那个就是真实的。
Many times we detect what we know to be true by just our five senses.
实际上这个是一个错觉，我们所看到的是一个暂时的东西。
But in reality, it's just an illusion. What we see is only temporary.
一个真实的东西是人的灵性。
Something that is real is according to how our spirit perceives.
那么以前有一个出家的人啊，和尚，小和尚。
There once was a young monk.
那么他呢，陷入了一个境况，他迷恋一个少女。
He sunk into a condition when he was infatuated with a young girl.
所以呢他陷在里面他不能够自拔。
He was sinking inside and he couldn't help himself.
他知道他是一个出家人，他不可以有这样的欲望。
He knew he was a monk and he was not supposed to have such desire.
但是他实在的没有办法去摆脱。
But he couldn't help himself out of that situation.
后来他就去问了一个年长的这个和尚，他去向他请教说这应该怎么办呢。
And then he approached an elderly monk to see what he can do.
于是这个年长的和尚就问他，你到底喜欢这个女孩什么呢？
So the elderly monk asking, well, what is it that you like this girl?
他说这个女孩很漂亮。
And he said, oh, she is beautiful.
那你每天想她的时候，你想的是什么呢？
So every day when you think about her, what do you think about?
他就想象说他的身体的样子，他们两个人怎么样可以亲密的在一起。
He said, I will think about how her body looks, and I will think how close I can get to her.
于是和尚就跟他说，这样子你想是很好啊，不错。那你现在你往前想一想，你再加上50年。
So the elderly monk said, well, that's good, but think ahead 50 more years, what would happen?
你想想这个你迷恋这个少女到底长了什么模样啊。
So you're infatuated with this girl because she is beautiful.
所以他就开始坐那去默想，想这50年后这个应该是什么样子。
So as he meditated, he would think about what would happen 50 years later.
然后这个老和尚就继续跟他说，你再去想想，再加上50年，你觉得他是什么样。
So he said, think even further, think another 50 years.How would she become?
那这个小和尚一堆骷髅啊。
So she would think about all the skeletons.
所以 这就是说我们看一个人的话，我们要超越我们这个五官的局限，要看到一个人的灵性。
This means that we need to bypass our physical features to really know a person in their spirit.
我们怎么样可以看到一个人的灵性呢？
How can we see someone's spirituality?
我们就要借助圣灵给我们的帮助了。
We need the help of the Holy Spirit.
好，那么今天我们就继续的来看这个经文，是在加拉太书的第五章13-26节。
So today we will continue to discuss this passage from Galatians chapter 5 verses 13-26.
你有圣经的话，请打开加拉太书第五章。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Galatians chapter 5.
我来读中文，那么裴师母来读英文。
I will read in Chinese and Mrs. Petzl will read in English.
加拉太书第五章13-26节。
Galatians 5:13-26.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Well, I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此为敌的，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. But these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。
Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的人，行这样事的人，必不能承受神的国。
Envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these.I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.Against such things, there is no law.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
我们看这段经文有几个动词来描述圣灵的工作。
In this passage, there are several verbs to describe the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么第一个是在第25节告诉我们是从圣灵而生的。
The first verb appears in verse 25, if we are born by the Holy Spirit.
那么接下来圣灵在我们的工作 那么就是有三个动词来描述。
And then there are three verbs that describe how the Holy Spirit works.
第一个是在第十六节，那是命令句，是讲到顺着圣灵而行。
The first one appears in verse 16, that we will walk by the Spirit, which is an indicative.
所以这是主的命令，显然这是我们可以做得到的。
And this is the Lord's command, obviously is something that we can do.
因为主不会命令我们不能做的事情。
Because our Lord will not command us to do something that we are unable to.
那第二个动词是在第十八节。
And the second verb appears in verse 18.
说你们被圣灵引导。
If you're led by the Spirit.
这个动词是一个被动式。
This verb is in passive tense.
那这表明圣灵的工作的话是圣灵来主导的。
Which means that when the Holy Spirit works, he will be in charge.
那么第三个呢是在第二十五节哈。
And the third verb appears in verse 25.
是说要我们靠着圣灵行事。
If we live by the Spirit.
所以这是一个虚拟语气。
This is a subjunctive mode.
所以这是指我们的意愿。
This concerns our will.
所以人必须允许圣灵在我们身上工作。
We must allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
所以这个三个动词的形态相互结合就说明了圣灵是这个内住的圣灵在我们身上工作的一个特点。
So the combination of the three verb forms illustrate how the Holy Spirit, the indwelling spirit, work in us.
所以这个内住的圣灵首先不会强迫我们。
First of all, the indwelling spirit will not force us.
其行为方式呢是相对被动。
And he behaves in a passive way.
也就是说我们必须允许并且配合圣灵的工作。
Which means that we must allow and coordinate with the work of the Holy Spirit.
不然的话内住的圣灵也无法完成他的使命。
Otherwise, the indwelling Holy Spirit will not be able to accomplish its mission.
那么其次呢，内住的圣灵是主导我们灵魂的更新。
And secondly, the indwelling Holy Spirit is in charge of the restoration of our spirit.
也就是说我们必须听从他的引导。
Which means we must listen to its guidance.
那么第三个就讲到内住圣灵的工作，这只是一种可能。
And thirdly, the work of the indwelling Holy Spirit is only a possibility.
这个更新的工作可能会发生，也可能不会发生。
The work of his restoration can happen, and it may not happen.
这个取决于我们与这个内住圣灵之间的这个互动。
It depends on how we respond, how we interact with the Holy Spirit.
那这一段经文呢？这个情欲这个词出现了六次。
In this passage, the word flesh appeared six times.
那么圣灵这个词出现了七次。
And the word Holy Spirit appeared seven times.
所以呢，因此这个灵性的更新呢，这是由情欲的主导转变为灵性的主导。
So to be able to restore spiritually has to switch.From being led by the flesh to being led by the Holy Spirit.
所以这关键呢就在于内住圣灵的工作。
So the key is the work of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
所以要想实现这个灵性的主导啊，我们就必须要承担我们的责任。
So in order for the Holy Spirit to lead us and fulfill his mission, we have to take up a responsibility.
那么这样辅助有内住圣灵的帮助。
And the Holy Spirit will help us.
那么这样呢才有这个生命更新的可能性。
So that our life can be changed.
那么我们来看这个圣灵所结的果子一共有九个方面。
Now let's look at the fruit of the Spirit. There are nine areas.
因为这个圣灵的果子本身是一个单数哈。
The fruit of the Spirit is in a singular form.
也就是说这是一个果子不是九个果子。
In other words, there is only one fruit and not nine fruits.
也就是一个果子有九个不同的方面。
One fruit has nine different areas.
那么我们看到上次我们讲到情欲的事呢，列了十五种的情欲。
Last time we talked about the man of the flesh and there are 15 listed.
那么讲到圣灵的果子呢，有九个不同的方面。
And then the fruit of the spirit concerns nine different areas.
因为这些可以我们看到这个表格列出来是涉及到四个不同方面的关系。
And look at this chart. They concern four different areas, four different relationships.
这个是我们人成圣一个非常重要的四个侧面。
This is a very important understanding of how we are being sanctified.
第一个是与身体的关系。
First is the relationship with our body.
我们怎么样去处理我们的身体。
How are we going to deal with our body?
然后我们与上帝的关系。
And then the next is our relationship with God.
那么我们与他人的关系。
And then our relationship with other people.
或者我们与环境的关系。
And our relationship with the environment.
所以我们看到这个圣灵的果子，我们不可以说我只有仁爱，我没有喜乐。
So when we look at the fruit of the spirit, we cannot say, oh, I only have love, but I do not have joy.
因为每个方面都是相互连接的。
Because they are all connected.
就像我们刚才说，这是一个果子，不是九个果子。
Just like what I mentioned before, we have only one fruit and not nine different fruits.
所以人的品格是深藏于内心的。
Our character is hidden deeply inside our heart.
那么不容易被他人所察觉。
It's not easily revealed to others.
但是这个果实啊，这是会显露出来的。
But the fruit should be evident.
所以当你看到这些果实的时候，我们知道这就是圣灵的工作。
So when we do see the fruit, we know it is the work of the Spirit.
Yeah, 我们看到这个保罗在列出这个情欲的事情呢，就是很明显啊，他是把这个淫乱是放在第一位的。
When we see Paul's list of the matters of the flesh, he put sexual immorality as the first on the list.
正如这个万恶淫为首、啊、
Just like what Chinese said, among all the evils, sexual immorality is first.
那么这个重德呢是爱当先、啊、
Now, among all the virtues, love is first.
因为世人呢都是彼此来争斗的。
Because people fight in this world.
因为人之间是一种竞争或者是利用的关系。
Because among humans, we have this sense of competitiveness and the use of one another.
但是属灵的生命中最重要的特点就是彼此的相爱。
But in our spiritual pursuit, the most important is love one another.
所以圣灵所结的果子的第一位就是讲到什么？仁爱。
So the fruit of spirit on the list, the first is love.
那这是所有的一个基础。
And it is the basis of everything else.
所以在这段经文当中呢，这个彼此之间的或者相互这个单词一共出现了六次之多。
So in this passage, the phrase one another appeared six times.
可见彼此相爱是非常重要的一个见证。
So to love one another is a very important testimony for us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们教会弟兄姐妹都是有很好的这个彼此相爱的见证。
We know that in our church we have a very good testimony of our brothers and sisters loving one another.
所以每次我看到弟兄姐妹有这样美好的见证的时候，我就来感谢神。
So every time I see such testimony, I would give thanks to God.
因为这是世人通过这个才可以看到我们福音的能力的。
Because people of the world can see the power of the gospel through we loving one another.
那我们怎么样才可以达到这种一种比较高的属灵的这种境界呢？
So how can we reach a spiritual height?
其实就是要常常与神相处。
We need to spend more time with God.
常常的听圣灵来说话。
Often listen to the Holy Spirit.
我们体会圣灵的感动。
and to experience the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
因为人的灵魂是宝贵的。
Because human soul or human spirit is very precious.
我们哪有岂有不爱惜的道理、啊、
How can we not love it?
那么人的灵魂呢又是美好的、啊、
Our soul is basically very beautiful.
所以我们哪里有不惜工本的这种、啊、这种道理呢、啊、
How can we not pay a price to make it better?
所以培养灵性就是要投资要下功夫的、啊
So to cultivate our spiritual life, we have to invest and we have to make an effort.
那么与神亲近呢？那么内心的更新才有可能。
And to draw closer to God is the way to restore us inside spiritually.
因为这些圣灵所结的果子都是只有从神那里才能够得到的品德。
All these good virtues from the Holy Spirit can only be received from God.
因为我们和谁做朋友我们就会受谁的影响、啊、
Who we make friends with are the ones who will influence us
那么、英文里头呢、有一个词很有意思、啊、
There is a phrase in English which is very interesting
那么叫 monkey mind、啊、
Which is called monkey mind
那么中文呢其实有一个成语也是讲的同样的意思、啊
But there is also an Indian in Chinese which speaks about the same meaning.
那中国有个成语叫心猿意马、啊、
So it's like your heart is like a monkey and your will is like a horse.
那么就是指我们很多的时候我们心不能够安静下来。
It talks about that sometimes we are very unsettled.
那么特别是现在我们因为我们的手机啊我们的电脑啊各种各样的这种现代的通讯技术的关系哈。
And because the cell phone and the computer, all the telecommunication devices that we have,
就是我们一个人待在家里我们有没有办法安静哈。
Even though we stay home all alone, we cannot be quiet.
所以安静下来变成一个对我们来说非常非常有挑战的事情。
So to be still has become a big challenge for us.
所以当我们不能安静下来的时候我们没有办法能够跟神去沟通的、啊、
So when we can't be still, it's hard to communicate with God.
所以怎么样去配合圣灵的工作呢?
So how do we work alongside of the Holy Spirit?
那我们今天就提出三个对策
I want to mention three strategies.
那就我们叫做三个 R、啊、
I call it three R's.
因为每个的字母的每个的方法的第一个字母都是英文的字母 R、啊、
Because each solution begins with a letter R.
那么第一个我们要就是反省自我、啊、
First is to have self-reflection.
就是 reflection. 那么第一个问题就是我是不是愿意做出改变
So we would ask ourselves a question Am I willing to change?
因为过犯与美德是逐一对应的
Because our trespasses and our virtues correspond with each other
比如说色欲与贞洁
And our lust correspond with our purity
那么贪食与节制
And gluttony and self-control.
贪婪与慷慨。
Greed and generosity.
那么懒惰与勤奋。
Laziness and diligence.
那么暴怒与耐心。
Fits of anger and patience.
那么嫉妒与宽容。
And jealousy and temperance. Tolerance.The arrogance and humility.
等等你可以列出很多这样的品质。
There may be others on the list.
只有当我们意识到我们有哪些问题的时候。
Only when we are conscious about some problems that we have.
那么这才是我们解决问题的开始。
And that will be the beginning to solve our problems.
所以反省我们自己就是允许圣灵在心里面告诉我们我们哪些地方需要改进
So when we do reflect with ourselves, that's when we can think about how the Holy Spirit can change within us.
那么第二个就是真心的悔改 repentance.
And the second R is true repentance.
那么就是第二个问题我们要问，我们从哪里可以获得能力啊？
So the second question we need to ask ourselves is, from where can we receive power?
所以当我们真心悔改的时候，这就是我们得到能力的开始。
When we truly repent, that's when we receive God's power.
因为上帝从来不轻看那个悔过的眼泪。
Because God never despises the tears of repentance.
他就会亲自为我们打开通道，圣灵可以畅通无阻的工作。
He will open up a way for us.That the Holy Spirit can work without hindrance.
所以我们要确信说神会宽恕我们的。
So we need to believe that God will forgive us.
那前提是我们必须有那个悔改心。
But the premise is that we need to repent.
所以很多的时候不是说神不会赦免我们，是我们不能够宽恕我们自己。
Sometimes it's not that God will forgive us, but that we cannot forgive ourselves.
所以这个过去的事情就一直的缠绕着我们，使我们不能够啊来走出那个圈子。
So things in the past continue to bind us that we cannot leave that hole.
那第三个方面就是生命的更新啊。
And the third R is life renovation.
所以第三个问题就是我们要说我们需要操练如何去操练这个品格。
So the third question that we need to ask ourselves is how can I practice the Christian virtue?
所以比如说我觉得我缺乏这个怜悯。
For example, if I lack compassion,
那么我说怎么样我才可以操练怜悯的这个心。
So we need to ask, well, how can I practice this compassionate heart?
所以我们就会有计划一步一步的来去实施。
And we would make a plan and to carry it out.
所以只有意愿呢并不能达到目的。
So if we only have the will, we cannot reach our goal.
必须有适当的方法。
We have to have proper measures.
那并且付诸实施。
And then put it to work.
就像我们上一次所讲的要站岗放哨严加盘查。
Just like what I mentioned last time, we need to be vigilant and examine ourselves carefully.
那么就不给情欲有任何的可乘之机。
That we do not give any opportunity to our flesh.
那么有个基督教的这个一个组织，我不知道大家应该听说过，它叫耶稣会。
I don't know if you heard a Christian organization called the Jesuits.
那么耶稣会的创始人呢，他是叫罗耀拉。
The founder of the Jesuits is Loyola.
那么罗耀拉的话呢，他有一次呢，他碰到一个人呢，他就说那个人向他请教怎么样去可以去祷告。
Once he met someone who asked him, "How can I pray or how to pray?"
那么他就说呢，这个人说他祷告的时候，他遇到很多的困难，他觉得。好像跟神祷告又是看不见摸不着，好像很难有那种密切的关系啊。
This person told Loyola that when he prayed, he faced some difficulties because God is not touchable. He cannot feel God. You know, he didn't know if God hears him when he prays.
所以罗耀拉就教给他一个办法。
So Loyola showed him a way.
这个办法是任何人都可以做的。
And this method anyone can use.
不需要你很高的学问才可以哈。
You don't need to be a very learned person to do it.
所以罗耀拉就对他说，你就看到对面，你的对面有一张空的椅子，是不是？
So Loyola said, you see an empty chair across from you, right?
你就想象那个椅子上坐着。
Imagine that Jesus is sitting on that chair.
他跟你在面对面的讲话。
He is talking to you face to face.
那么你愿意不愿意把你心里面的话来跟他去倾诉？
Are you willing to tell him everything from your heart?
所以啊，这个人一听，哎，这个方法很好，他就开始去使用。
So this person thought, oh, this is a very nice way to do it. So he started doing it.
所以非常简单的操练，他的祷告就跟以前不一样。
So it's a very simple practice, and then his prayer has changed.
因为跟神祷告就有那种比较亲密的关系。
Because when we pray to God, we do have to feel this sense of intimacy.
那么今天呢，我们来思想这个属灵的事情。
So today we think about the spiritual matters.
我们提出提升这个灵性必须有圣灵的帮助。
I mentioned that to raise our spirituality, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
上帝为我们预备了所需要的一切。
And God has prepared everything that we need.
我们必须要承担自己的责任。
We must take up our own responsibility.
耶稣说，后门的就给他开门。
Jesus said, knock on the door and the door will be opened unto you.
所以灵性的成长，我们必须主动的配合。
So concerning the spiritual growth, we have to proactively work alongside of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵不会强迫我们。
Because the Holy Spirit will not force us.
我们必须要听从圣灵的引领。
We also need to listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么大家知道我前面的讲到基督里的自由。
So in my previous sermon, I mentioned about the freedom in Christ.
你如果留意的话，你知道在基督里的自由跟我这次讲的内心的征战，这两个主题有非常相似的东西在里面。
If you paid close attention to my sermon last week, you can find out that the freedom in Christ and what the topic today are very, very closely related.
因为在那里面也讲到是同样的东西，但是讲的是最基本的概念。
I talk about similar things, but last sermon was more basic.
那么这两篇的信息讲到内心的征战，则是比较深入一些。
And today's sermon on the battle within, we went a little deeper.
那么可能都需要一些更多的思想去理解才能够掌握。
It takes more thoughts to get hold of the content.
那么在前面讲到基督里的自由，我们提到了 ITG 三个步骤。
So in talking about the freedom in Christ, I mentioned that the three steps of ITG.
那么 I 就是 intention, training 和 goal, 就是有意识要培训然后要有目标。
So I means intentional, T means training, and G means a goal.
那么今天我们讨论内心的征战，我们提出了三个R。
And today, as we discuss about the battle within, I mentioned the three R's.
那就是反思、悔改和更新。
Which are reflection, repentance, and renovation.
这样我们才能达到灵性提升的这个目的。
And in doing so, we can achieve the raising of our spiritual purpose.
那么如何培养我们的灵性呢？
So how do we cultivate our spiritual life?
那么就是常常与神相处。
We need to spend more time with God.
听圣灵说话。
Listen to the Holy Spirit speak.
体会圣灵的感动。
And understanding the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
那么检验一个人的灵性是根据圣灵所结的果子。
To examine someone's spirituality is based upon the fruit.
这些果子都是内在的一些品格。
All these fruit are concerning a quality of our inside, inner being.
那么这个灵性的特征呢，就是仁爱，仁爱。
And then the special feature of a spiritual life is love.
这就是属灵，圣灵所结果子的一个最根本的。
Which serves as the basis of the fruit.
所以弟兄姐妹，培养灵性首先应该从彼此相爱开始。
So when we want to cultivate our spiritual life, we need to begin with loving one another.
以前呢，有一个国王。
Once there was a king.
那么他是一个非常有作为的人。
He is someone who had great accomplishment.
那有一天呢，他突然想到了三个问题。
One day he thought about three questions.
于是他把他的大臣全都召集来，就问他们：你们谁能 帮我解答这三个问题。
So he called all his officers to his presence and said, which one of you can help me solve these three problems?
结果没有一个人能帮他解答这三个问题。
And no one could help him solve those three questions.
于是他就在国内召集了所有的这王国里面的贤士。
So he called all the intellectuals, all the sages in his kingdom.
他也向他们问这三个问题。
He also asked them these three questions.
也是没有一个人可以回答他的三个问题。
And no one could give him the answers.
那这国王就非常的苦恼啊。
So he was troubled.
那居然没有人可以解答他的问题，他就决定带着他的带着一些随从，他要外出啊，要寻找这个答案。
So since no one could give him the answers, he decides to take his men with him to the country to find the answers.
那么他到了一个圣山上啊。
He went up to a holy mountain.
那他知道这个山上呢有这个三位贤士啊在那里面居住，他说他可以去拜访他们。
He knew that three sages live on that mountain, so he wanted to visit them.
所以他到了山上之后呢，他看到这个贤士呢正在那里边在那里静坐哈。
When he got up there, he saw these three sages sitting quietly.
没有人去理他。
And no one paid attention to him.
于是他就安静在旁边等了一会儿。
So he stood there quietly for a while.
还是没有人理他。
Still, no one responded to him.
他没有办法，他就忍不住，他就说我有三个问题要问你们啊。
So he couldn't hold it back and he said, I have three questions for you.
你们如果能够帮我解答下来是重重有赏啊。
If you could help me answer the questions, I will reward you heavily.
那么第一个问题呢就是说什么是最重要的时间。
First question is, what time is the most important time?
第二个问题是谁是最重要的人？
The second, who is the most important person?
那么第三个就是什么是最重要的事情要做？
And third, what is the most important things to do?
他问完了之后呢，那三个人还是没有理他。
So when he finished his questions, these three people still ignored him.
所以他没有办法，他只好说就这样吧，我就在这里暂时休息一下吧。
So he said, well, I'll stay here and rest for a while.
所以他也走得疲乏，就在那山洞里面他就睡倒了。
So because from the walk he was tired, so he went to a cave and he fell asleep.
所以第二天早上一太阳一出来他就醒了。
So next morning when the sun came up, he woke up.
于是他就看山洞里居然一个人都没有了。
So in the cave, no one was around.
那么他走出山洞呢，从山顶上就看到他整个王国的这个景象哈。
So when he came out of the cave, he looked down and he can see all his kingdom.
哎呀，他的心里面真是充满了这个喜爱和感激哈。
And he was filled with love and gratitude.
因为这是多漂亮的一个地方哈。
This is such a beautiful place.
这个时候突然间他听到背后有人就的声音，他就赶快一转身哈。
And this time he heard someone talking behind him, so he turned around.
他一看，那三个贤士就站在他的身后。
And those three sages were standing behind him.
那么其中一个人拿着他的宝剑，就指他的这个喉咙。
And one of the sages took up his sword and pointed to his throat.
他说：“我来问你三个问题。”
He said, I'm asking you three questions.
第一个问题，什么是最重要的时间？
First, what is the most important time?
第二个问题，谁是最重要的人？
Second, who is the most important person?
第三个事情，什么是最重要的事情要做？
And the third, what is...
这个国王站在那里，面对着三个贤士，看着那个宝剑就在他的这个喉咙口。
So the king gazing at these three sages and looking at the sword pointing at his throat.
那么他一下子就醒悟，他知道了这个答案了。
He was illuminated and right away he found the answer.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有知道这个答案呢？
So brothers and sisters, do you know the answer now?
我今天不会告诉你们答案的。
I will not tell you today the answer.
如果你有兴趣的话，你可以私底下问我这个答案是什么。
If you're interested, you can ask me privately.
那么或者说我下个星期天再告诉大家。
Or next time I can share with you.
需要大家思想一下。
I want you to think ahead.
你如果私信给我的话，你一定要告诉我这 ITG 是什么。
If you email me, you have to let me know first what ITG represents.
或者你告诉我这个三个 R 是什么。
Or tell me what the three R's are.
那么希望这个小小的练习可以让我们晓得我们操练灵性所应该付出的努力。
I hope this little exercise can help us find out why is it so important to practice our spiritual life and to make it grow.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
谢谢你赐给我们主的话语。
Thank you for giving us your word.
特别是这一段经文，我们分了两次来研读，我们看到很多属灵的光亮。
Especially as we spent two times going over this passage, we see many, many lights.
主，愿你使我们能够珍惜我们所得到的亮光。
May you help us cherish the insights we have gained.
愿主的话语化作我们心中的能力。
And may your words become the power in our heart.
能够改变我们的生命。
That they can change our life.
使我们的生命更像耶稣基督的样式。
That we may become more like Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主，你借着今天的信息所向我们所讲的话。
And we thank you the message you have.Spoken to us through this passage.
人的话已经讲完了。
I have finished talking.
我们恳求圣灵亲自在我们心中对我们讲话。
We ask you to speak us personally in our heart.
能够改变我们的生命，使我们更像你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
That our life may be transformed to be more like Jesus Christ, your son.
谢谢主，我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we thank you and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.